That's the Lighthouse Family there, and that's Ocean Drive. You're listening to the Monday Montage and me, Mark Lindsay. Great to have the pleasure of your company. Now, this time on a Monday, 10:45, we're very, very pleased, as always, whenever we can talk to an organisation across the East Anglian area. And it's all part of our series
Anglia
In Focus.
And today it's my pleasure to be able to welcome to the programme in just a moment Jo Brobitz, who's the project manager from the Supply Chain Skills Development Fund. Now, I have lots of information in front of me here, and we're going to be talking to Jo in just a minute. Norfolk and Suffolk are working together to provide the Supply Chain Skills Development Fund. Flexible co-funding training is now available for your employees to enhance and develop their skills and knowledge, making your business more effective, competitive, and able to exploit new contracting opportunities and ready to support growth within the region. But to tell you lots and lots more now, I'm hoping that on the line is going to be Jo Brobitz, the project manager. Good morning to you, Jo.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, it sounds a wonderful organisation. You're there to support lots of organisations who are basically looking for funding to get their business off the ground. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
That is absolutely what it's all about. We're here and we want to help companies in Norfolk and Suffolk, small enterprises, small to medium enterprises, with a 50% match funding to help upskill their employees to take advantage of the bigger contracts that are going on within the region, such as the Sizewell contracts, such as the wind farm contracts, and just basically to grow our region.
So this is not just available to new companies, it's basically available to established companies as well, is that correct?
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's across the board, really. It's for small to medium enterprises across Norfolk and Suffolk, whether they be, you know, 30 years old, 40 years old, 100 years old in some cases, which is lovely, or brand new. They have to have been going for at least 6 months if they're brand new, but, you know, and they have to be able to show that they are profitable within those 6 months, but yeah, we are here to support as many and as varied as possible.
Now, I know your project objectives is to increase the skills levels of employed people from the existing level to the next level up, to encourage progression in employment. That's what it's all about these days, isn't it? You know, businesses establishing themselves and getting a firm footing out there in that very competitive marketplace.
Well, yeah, it's very true. I mean, I think, you know, nationwide, it's been very, very difficult for small to medium enterprises since the COVID situation hit. And I think, you know, companies are doing a fantastic job to come out of that. But equally, you know, they want to grow now. I think we're all kind of, we've done COVID, we want to put it behind us, we want to go forward. And the beauty of this project in particular is that the training can literally be anything that the company needs in order to go forward. So it's non-accredited and accredited training they can go for. It's technical skills, it's financial skills, it's sales skills. You know, whatever it is that they identify is their need within their employees in order to be able to push their company forward. I mean, a lot of companies have seen a lot more people sort of take earlier retirement, perhaps because of the COVID situation has kind of made them rethink their life plan. So they've got places that they need to fill, and they're trying to do that from their own workforce. So they need to upskill people into those places to go upwards, but equally then they need to backfill and bring in new recruits. And it's kind of getting that going quite quickly for companies, and hopefully with 50% funding we can help smooth that process a bit more.
Now, that's something I was going to ask you about, because I know that as part of your objectives it is to increase the skills level of employed women and workers over 50 to encourage progression in employment, as you've been saying, and help address the gender and employment and the wages gap.
Yeah, that is one of the priorities of the fund indeed. I mean, I think it's not, you know, I think pretty much everybody knows that we have an older workforce these days, and that's, you know, that's a great thing. Equally, it's a great thing we have young people, and we want to be able to support both sort of sectors, really, both sort of end of the spectrum. And in particular, we do, you know, one of the fund is funded by the European Social Fund, so it's the last of the European Social Fund monies, as it were. And one of the objectives is to try and help women in particular to upskill and be able to grow and develop in their careers, and in order to go forward so that we get more women into the workplace, be it part-time, full-time, flexible working, whatever that might be. And in industries in particular that are, you know, have historically maybe a bit more male orientated, you know, such as construction industries, engineering, project management industries, those kind of things. So that's kind of one of the big priorities of the fund. Yeah, definitely.
Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of times during this interview if you can give us the contact information, which of course is very, very important for people wanting to find out more about the Supply Chain Skills Development Fund. Can you give us that contact information?
Yes, certainly. Well, the email that you need in order to contact us is, it's a bit of a mouthful, sorry, it's supplychainskills, all one word, at suffolk.gov.uk.
Right, that's great. Any phone numbers?
We prefer it if everybody could email in, basically because that's part of our evidencing for the ESF. We have to obviously be very rigorous about evidencing our applications for the fund. So if people can just email their initial query in, then we will get back to them and give them a call.
Okay, fine. Now, again, coming back to your project objectives, to increase the number of people with technical and job-specific skills, particularly at level 3 and above, to support business growth. I'd imagine that you have a lot of people who are, because of the employment situation these days, particularly here in the UK, have to sort of depart one sort of occupation and go into something totally different. So it can be a little bit of an uphill struggle, can't it?
Yeah, it can. I mean, I think, you know, it's fair to say that, again, everybody knows that there is recruitment difficulties across, particularly across East Anglia and across the nation in general. And one of the things that, you know, we're hoping that is that the fund will also help, you know, companies to recruit to those difficult parts that they need to recruit to. And we're hoping that it will offer a bit of a cushion, really, to help companies be able to look for the right people and to be able to upskill the people they've already got, specifically in technical areas where perhaps in the past they haven't been able to get those qualifications off the ground that they need to get off the ground. Because, I mean, one of the things we find is that a lot of technical qualifications, they're very expensive to train to, you know, and so having a bit of money to go towards that actually helps them to be able to put more people through that type of training, which again enables them to go for the bigger contracts because they have more people to be able to offer to do those skills.
Now, I would think with the local area across East Anglia, I mean, it's a bit of a buzz area these days, isn't it, with the offshore generation of power, be it wind power or whatever, and a lot of people having to sort of retrain into those sort of areas. And of course they can look towards the Supply Chain Skills Development Fund to help them to do this.
Absolutely. I mean, we're working in conjunction with the Suffolk Chamber and with the Norfolk Chamber, and we have a lot of opportunity for companies, particularly with those bigger projects that are coming in. I mean, as we know, Sizewell is now a green. The wind farms will be coming online. All of those things are available. There's fantastic opportunities for companies in Norfolk and Suffolk to take advantage of those larger projects. And, you know, if they come to us and we can help them with funding, they can also speak to the Suffolk Chamber. They can also speak to the Norfolk Chamber, who are equally helping to get people involved in those larger projects. So we're all working together. I mean, you know, I'm also working with the New Anglia Growth Hub. I'm working with my colleagues at Norfolk County Council, as well as Suffolk County Council. We're all working together to try and just help Norfolk and Suffolk take advantage of all the things that are coming our way within the next 2, 5, 10 years in order to grow our region, because we have some fantastic companies in our region. You know, and traditionally we have a lot of diversity in our workforce, which is fabulous. And we just want to, you know, my job is to support that, and I want to support that.
Now, I think we need to just reiterate some of the criteria. You basically can help a small to medium-sized enterprise between 1 to 249 employees trading 6-plus months and with an annual turnover not exceeding £50 million. So it's important criteria, that, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is important criteria. But what I would say is, you know, one of the things we've got is we've got very good guidance, which, we give to everybody who makes an inquiry. But equally, if you think that you might qualify but you're not quite sure, please just come and talk to us. We're more than happy to talk through and try and help. And equally, if this fund works out that we can't help, then there are other initiatives going on that I can help to signpost people to and help to introduce them to that might be able to equally help them to do what they want to do with their company. So please do talk to us, because I don't just work alone. I have a lot of other colleagues doing a lot of other things that I'm sure would equally be able to help.
Now, the other thing we need to mention is the fact that you're available to hopefully 50% match fund training, which is very important, isn't it?
Yeah, so we can provide 50% of the amount of money is needed to train. So the employer needs to provide that other 50%. I think that's an attractive offer in these current times, and I'm hoping that other people think so too. I do think training is very, very valuable for everybody. And it's not, we can train across the board. It's the employees of the company. So that might be somebody who's, the managing director is still an employee of the company. They might want some training down to, the entry level, the new recruit. So it literally is across the board that we can help train.
That's brilliant. Now, can we give out once again the contact information? Very important, of course, for people wanting to find out lots more about the Supply Chain Skills Development Fund. Very, very important.
So it's supplychainskills@suffolk.gov.uk.
That's great, Jo, and thank you very much for talking to us here on East Point Radio today. We try to fly the flag, if you like, for organisations across the East Anglian region in all sorts of ways. So thank you very much for talking to us here on the radio this morning.
No, thank you.
There, we've been talking to Jo Probitz, who's the project manager for the Supply Chain Skills Development Fund. You heard it here on East Point Radio.